Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're playing Fetish Locator. Let's go ahead and do this. Not sure if we'll... No, we probably won't have enough time for that. We'll do the Chinese customized girlfriend game later on. Maybe after we come back from Furiosa or something, we might be able to do it for an hour or something like that. Alright, it's a long movie, though. Just need to get my stuff in. Oh, hey, Pete. It's almost weird seeing you here. Likewise. It seems I've been spending more time in our room than you have lately. Huh? Seriously? Next thing you're gonna tell me you've been spending all your free time studying. Funny you should mention that. You're shitting me. Hand to dog. Dog. Shit. I need to study a lot more, too. Finals are just a few days away.
Hey.
I've been wanting to ask you something.
Yeah?
What's up? You haven't been messing with my stuff, have you? What? No! Why you ask? My laptop is missing. Did somebody steal it?
Yeah.
Well, it was here on my desk like always. Then it wasn't here. So, yeah, someone took it. Fuck, that sucks. Maybe one of the guys is pranking you.
Nah.
They'd just leave a note or a soiled condom or something. It wouldn't just be gone. Fucking combination locks. I guess we could ask around if someone has been standing outside our room a lot recently.
Maybe.
Are you sure you didn't, you know?
No.
Fuck no. Would I do that to you? It's just the other day, maybe a week or two ago, you were jerking off at my desk. Oh yeah, the spinny chair. If you accidentally broke my laptop doing something, I could see why you'd try to hide it. But I wouldn't be pissed at you, you know?
No way.
No, man. Hell no. If I did something like that, I'd come clean with you straight up. Cool, brah. My bad. I shouldn't have even asked. Nah, we're cool. No harm, no foul. It was a reasonable ask. Thanks. So anyone you can think of that would have taken it? Would Hannah have done that? Would she have told me if she did? Well, actually... Who? I was just thinking, maybe it was Samia. Samia? Huh. She does know where our room is.
Uh-huh.
And she did steal Stacy's luggage when she was pissed at you that one time. I haven't done anything to piss her off since then, that I know of. And if you accuse her of stealing your laptop, that could piss her off. And then she would just steal something else to prove that she didn't steal anything. As weird as that sounds, you're probably right. Fuck, well, there's nothing for it. How's that? If I go around looking for who stole it, it'll just make things worse. So I gotta say, it's gone and move on with my life.
Wow.
That's really chill of you.
Yeah.
I've been trying this Zen meditation stuff.
Huh.
Really? How'd you get into that? Have you ever tried hot yoga? There are so many positions.
Nah.
I really don't want to imagine you hot, sweaty, and stretching. Ha! You'd love it, dude. I'm the only guy in class. I heard some rumors through the grapevine. Any truth to them? I guess that depends on the rumors. What are people saying? Well, it sounds like you and Lydia are getting pretty damn serious. Oh, yeah, fuck, I should have told you. Wedding bells ringing? Ha, I wish. Wait, seriously, is that what people are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said you two were at a jewelry store shopping for rings. I think they were pulling your leg. Don't get me wrong, I love her. We just haven't known each other that long. Oh, cool, does she know that you're... That I'm screwing every woman I can get my hands on?
Yeah.
Yep, she's cool with it.
Oh my.
Fucking hell, dude. You better slap a ring on that fast. Anyway, I'm heading out. Later, dude. 20 minutes later. Ugh, I got some time to kill. Wonder what I should do. Hey, can you meet me today? That place you and Ambrose sent me to. Maria, what does she want? Alright, I'll be there. Continue studying for exams or spend time with Daisy. Spend time with Daisy. I wonder if Daisy...
Huh?
Oh, speak of the devil. Hey, you free? Yeah, I was just gonna message you. Haha, perfect timing. I was wondering if you could pick me up. I got another appointment at the docks. When? Is everything alright? Everything's fine. I just wanted you there. Oh, okay. There's a mosquito in here. That's what bit me. In like 30 minutes, give or take. Alright, sure. I'll come pick you up. Dorm? Yep. Cool. I'll be there. Great. I'll be waiting. She was writing something, and then it seemed like she deleted it. Eh, probably nothing. I should get going. 1 hour later.
Hey.
Not as many people here today. Yeah, I like it. It's not as suffocating.
Hey.
Hi, I had an appointment with Dr. Beer.
Oh.
Oh, right. Let me see. I had an appointment with Dr. Beer as well at one point. I got some Guinness. I was going to offer it to you. Because I don't really like it. It's okay, but it's not...
I'll save it for next time.
Right. Are you Miss Daisy Diamond?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Wonderful. You can go right in. It's over... Oh, I know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great, the doctor might be away for a bit, but you can just wait inside until they're back. Thank you. What's the doctor's name again? Dr. Beer? Oh. Wait, what? Is it really Dr. Beer? No, it's worse. Her full last name is Dr. Beerbottom. I have no clue. That poor woman. I can't even imagine the bullying she must have gone through.
Yes.
I'm not sure how she hasn't changed it yet. Like, I don't get it. That also implies that there's a whole dynasty of beer bottoms out there. Oh, God. A whole army of beer bottoms. God, we're part of the problem.
Yeah.
We are, but still, fucking beer bottom? It'd be awful if she came in right now. I'd move towns, honestly. Change names. To Beerbottom? Snorts. I mean, if she has the confidence to rock Beerbottom as her last name, I don't think she's gonna care about us talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Ah, good point. How you feeling? I'm alright, just thinking about stuff. A penny for your thoughts? My thoughts are worth a lot more than that, so come on now. Right, sorry. It's just, all this has got me thinking. I haven't really lived. What do you mean? I've had fun, but I've never been truly happy and content. I've messed around, but I've never truly been in love. I've been in the moment so long that I never planned for the future. And now the future has caught up with me, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared and I'm lost. Have you ever thought about getting away from all of this? How do you feel about that? Unsure. The more I think about it, the more it feels like it might be what I need. I have enough saved up to make it work for the most part, but I'll need to get a job somewhere. I've been thinking about setting up a little cabin in the mountains. Maybe I'd become a lumberjack or something. Supply firewood for the town. I think you'd be supplying wood to the town either way. What's taking Beerbottom so long anyway? Dr. Beerbottom.
Hey.
Hi, are you Daisy Diamond? Yes. Are you waiting for Dr. Beer?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm really sorry, but Dr. Beer has been called in for an emergency. Oh, is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's nothing you need to worry about, but you will most likely have to wait a while longer. While? I'd say about 20 to 40 minutes, it's hard to say. If you can wait, that's great, but we can get you another appointment at another date as well if you prefer that. Are you alright?
Yes.
I'm fine, we should stay and get this done.
Mm-hmm.
That's alright, we'll stay for a bit longer. Sure, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. It's okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I want to see what she has in here. She'll take a bit to come anyway, so I might as well explore. Come with me. What? It's a corpse, isn't it? Scrubs?
Yay!
Yeah, I've always wanted to dress up as a nurse. It might be weird, but I've always had it on my bucket list. Wait a minute. Are you thinking about dressing up as a nurse right now? Are you really going to deny a dying woman her last wishes?
Hey.
Alright, first of all, you're not dying, so write that down. Second of all, the doctor might come in soon. What if you get caught? It'll be fine. Cover me. I can't believe you're doing this right now. I could have bought you scrubs if you just told me. Ta-da! I'm done. Turn around. What do you think? How do I look?
Wow.
Ravishing with a side of slightly crazy. Why, thank you. Come with me. The doctor told me to get your vitals.
Oh
my, your heart is beating very fast. You wouldn't happen to be excited, would you? Oh, you're definitely excited now, aren't you? Well, what can I say? It's not every day I get a physical from an inspiring lumberjack. Oh gosh, if I'm responsible for this hard wood, I want to try and ease your pain a bit. Would you like that? Daisy, wait! Shit! Is this what I think it is? Did Dahlia do this to you?
No.
No, it was Fetish Locator.
Huh?
What? How? I failed a challenge. The punishment was a cock cage. Is it impossible to take off? Well, we could probably cut it off, but for one thing, I don't want tools like that near my junk. Second, it's remote activated. They could probably detect whether it's been tampered with. Are you alright? Does it hurt?
Yes.
Well, yes, a little uncomfortable, but mostly just when I get hard. It's a pain in the ass then. Well, pain in my dick. God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I wouldn't have. It's alright. Don't worry about it. We shouldn't do. I mean, just because I can't do much doesn't mean that I can't do anything for you. That's a tempting offer, but I don't want to hurt you. And I wanted to make you feel good. Just let me make you feel good. Pretty much.
Bring her back. I need to go to med school.
Why did I go to med school? You like it when I eat you out, don't you, my dirty little slut?
Yes.
Yes, your tongue feels so good. Ah, just like that. God. God has been invoked here. Damn, I do like that little diamond she has. Not crazy about tattoos, but I do like the diamond she has here. Starts to moan even louder. She's almost there. Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come for me like a good little slut? Yes, I Grim. Here she goes.
I think she passed out.
Did that feel good?
Yes.
Felt really fucking good. I can't wait till you're out of this thing. I'm gonna drain you till you have nothing left. I won't let a single drop go to waste. I want it all in me. And you haven't fucked my ass yet, have you? I can't wait. Did you clean it all? I think so. Or she's gonna be in for a nice surprise.
What's that fucking smell in here?
For real? Oh God, Grim.
Fish and assholes.
Miss Diamond, I'm extremely sorry about the wait time. I had an emergency that I was called for. Oh, it's no problem. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Please sit. I have your test results here. Could you imagine if we'd been caught? I'd rather not. I don't know what came over me, but I can't say that it wasn't hot. You said you had to get off here, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's all right. I had a lot of fun today. A lot of fun. It would have been boring as hell without you. Thank you for being with me.
Sure.
Of course. Kiss her or don't?
You've got a lot of coals in the fire.
He does, really.
I don't know how much of this is going to backfire later.
I don't know either.
Could be someone there watching, too.
I better go. I'll talk to you later, alright? Take care. You earned 6 points. Oh, that was for fingering Daisy. Does it bring me closer to getting rid of the cage? I hope so. Got 18 points. Okay, so I think I understand what the idea of losing his dick was. It wasn't that they were going to have somebody cut it off, but they were going to give him the retention cage where he could use it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So they were making us think in the game that Scissor Woman was going to be like, give me your dick! And that's not exactly what happened.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What?
She found jizz on the floor.
What is that?
Oh.
I don't know if you'd call it jizz if it came out of a woman.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's not jizz. She found vaginal fluid.
Ejaculate.
Yeah. Ooh. That's what they say to men, too. It's all ejaculate.
Her pussy juice.
Yeah, that's usually what we call it. That's not technically what it's called. Grim, good you came. Not fucking likely today. What are you talking about? Nothing. What am I doing here, Maria? Are you angry at me?
No.
Sorry, I'm just pissed off in general today. You just happen to be in range. Why'd you call me here? Okay. I wanted to show you something. I think I've seen it.
Huh?
From this side? And your photos. Well, I guess I want to show you something that maybe wasn't in the photos. What's that? My complete and utter debasement. What the fuck are you talking about? I love it. Do you fucking believe that? I come in here and get used, and I love it. I'm not even a person to the guy on the other side of this wall. I'm just a hole. I want you to see that, not just a photograph. I want you to stand right here and see what you've made me. Look, Maria, if you're pissed at me, I understand. Pissed? Do I sound upset to you? Well, no. I finally found my purpose in life. Sucking cocks in a glory hole? It's so much more than that. That's what I want to show you. Leave her alone to her fate. She needs help. I'm getting her out of here. All right, I'm happy. What the hell is wrong with you? I need you to see this. I need you.
Hey.
What would Ambrose say if she saw you like this? Anything she wants. Anything you want. Fuck me. Use me. Make me your whore. Put your clothes on.
Yeah.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? You want to please me, right? You want to do what I would want. What Ambrose would want you to do. Anything. No matter what it is?
Yes.
Yes, no matter how depraved or Then put your fucking clothes on. We're getting you out of here. I don't understand. Be a good slave. Don't think. Just do what you're told. Yes, sir. I need to take her somewhere she can get help. Sir, Master Grimm? Are you ready to go? But there's a cock waiting. Let it wait. I don't ever want to see you come back. Well, I don't ever want you coming back here again. Understood? She needs some tough love. Don't forget who owns you, bitch. Ambrose and I don't want some fucked up cock slut. You don't whore yourself out unless we tell you to do it. Understood?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. That's better. Now let's go. Of course, Master. Let's start at the nurse's office. She clearly needs some serious psychological help. 1 hour later. Where are we going again? I'll tell you when we get there. I wouldn't mind knowing what the plan is.
Hey.
You both agreed that I could choose today's date. Trust me a little.
Sure.
I just don't understand why we can't know where we're going. Your favorite place. Yeah. I wouldn't call it my favorite place, but I think I know now. I think I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
What's that? It's a little bit public because it's not far off this path.
Yeah.
It's a little bit private because not many people use this path and it's just out of view. So it's a public-private place.
Mm-hmm.
Polly's a little bit of an exhibitionist. I noticed. I'm not. I don't do labels, I'm just me. I happen to enjoy fucking where people might see me.
Uh-huh.
And flashing people in public.
Uh-huh.
And masturbating behind the counter when you think nobody's noticing. What? Really? There are like 20 people in the coffee shop and just because no one's ordering a drink, we're here. Oh, nice. Cool. So, can we know what the plan is now? I hope you two don't plan to tie me up to this tree and have your way with me.
Okay.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Uh-huh.
Nora, did you bring your strap on like I told you? Yes, but suddenly I'm not liking this plan as much. Do you two want to fuck around all day, or do you want to hear my plan on for how we can fuck each other?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. There might be an issue.
No.
Don't worry, Grim. I know the fetish today is cum shot. You'll get to blow your spunk on camera.
Hey.
Maybe even all three of us will win at this game today. Anyway. So, first I'm going to strip naked. Sounds good to me.
Yes.
I like the sound of this. Then I'm going to strip Nora naked. Seriously? Right here? Anyone could come along at any time. Would it help if you were handcuffed and tied up? Honestly? Yes, please, I'd like that. Who am I kidding? I'd fucking love that. I'll remember that for next time. Then what happens? Then you teach Nora how to fist my ass. I'm pretty sure I know the basics. No, seriously, Grim is like a genius when it comes to anal fisting. Really? It seems he's the ass-fisting master. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Sounds good to me, then I get to... Then you get to watch out for any passers-by so Nora and I aren't interrupted. I assume that's when the strap-on comes into play?
Yeah.
Fuck yes, if you don't mind, I'd like you to ream my ass with a strap-on first. Sure, but when it's my turn, you want me to use my strap-on on your pussy? Can you two spit-roast me? I don't care which holes you use as long as Grim doesn't come in my pussy.
Uh-huh.
Why not? Birth control fucks with my hormones, so I can't take it. I suppose you could come in your mouth, or maybe in my ass. That'd be fine. I could swallow this cum like AAA Kona. Good to know. Just remember we need to get a snapshot of him shooting his load. Shall we get started? There might be one little problem with your plans. What's that? I'm wearing a cock cage. What? Why?
Hey.
Can't you just take it off? That would seriously fuck with the fetish of the day. I'm afraid the app, Fetish Locator kind of wants me to wear it today. Are you okay? Does it fit properly? I guess you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Sorry about this. It's all good, but I won't be fucking or spit-roasting anyone. Is it going to bother you if we have fun without you? Did you want to leave?
No.
It should be fun to watch, and I can protect you if anything hinky occurs.
Huh?
Hinky?
Hey.
I'm pretty sure I could take it off, even without the key.
Wow. Right.
Further. Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a sex toy, right? Toys are meant to be easy to take apart.
Huh.
Probably. I'm not sure about this. Also, well, I wasn't always just a barista, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean back when you bust?
Huh?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hmm.
She used to get tied up for money.
What?
When I graduated high school, I didn't have the opportunity to go to college or university, so I took the opportunities available to me. She shacked up with a magician. I wouldn't put it that way, but yeah, pretty much. He would do magic shows, and I was the lovely assistant. Except for when she let him tie her up. Will you let me tell this? Sorry. I've always been interested in escape artists like Houdini, so when it came to the magic of remarkable escapes, I did it.
Huh.
Is that where you learned that you like being tied up? No, that was, yeah. I mean, yes, that's when I learned that. I get tied up or chained up or whatever. I've got an ex that is obscenely into that. Sometimes even by the audience. Then I would love to escape. What happened when you could escape? I actually went and I said something as a joke and she actually thought it was hot. Yeah, I said I was gonna tie her up in a room and watch all three of the Star Wars films. And she said, oh, that sounds heavenly. I'm like, really? And it's like, just tie you up while I watch 6 hours of movies and that's your...
Sound fun at all.
That's what she wanted.
Oh.
I always escape.
Piss on your floor before she could make it to the restaurant.
Right. Sometimes I would buy myself some extra time by pretending I couldn't. Tell them what they would get. If I couldn't get loose, I would owe an audience member a kiss, usually whomever tied me up. So I would say I couldn't do it, then slip free immediately after the kiss. Everyone assumed she'd pretended to be stuck just to kiss that man or woman.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that was just in the afternoons. Every morning I worked at a coffee shop. Anyway, I'm sure I could unlock whatever device you're wearing and put it back on before anyone notices. Should I lay down like I did last time? What do you think, Nora? I've never tried this before. What positions are possible? After this one, guys, we're done, so I hope you enjoy this scene. You want to make sure that at least one of her legs is bent to make it easier on her. Other than that, she could lay down on her back or doggy style or even standing. What about squatting? Would that be comfortable?
Uh-huh.
Sure, but I'll probably fall over. Okay, let's try this doggy style. You heard the woman. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to... How does that look good? How does that look? Delicious. What's next? Okay, so here's a little science lesson. Something that Karen told me. Who's Karen? An ex-girlfriend of mine. Did she enjoy anal? She was fascinated by the idea of it, but never tried fisting or anal sex. That said, she often slid a finger or two up her bum when we were having sex. Interesting. Anyway, most people think that anal sex is all about prostate stimulation and that women don't have prostates. Regardless of the gender, the anus has a higher concentration of nerve endings than the penis or the clit. That doesn't sound right. Well, she did fail out freshman year, but she knew a lot about sex. So how do I do this? Normally, you want to take it slow and use a lot of lube, but Polly is a bit special. Okay. So you've got to start with two fingers in her butthole. Wow, really? Yes, she said. I'll let her say it. Okay, then. Let me know when you're comfortable with two fingers. I'm ready for more. I was asking Nora. Okay, I think I've got this. What's next? Have you ever heard of the silent duck? Does the Pope shit in the woods? Huh? No, I've never heard of the quiet goose. Silent duck, it's a hand position. Okay, it's like this. Oh, I get it. You're trying to make your hand as small and narrow as the hole. Okay. Exactly. So let's see, if I move my ring finger between the two fingers already inside her. I think she's got it. Polly's sphincter makes this easy. I'm pretty sure I can... Yep, there goes the little finger up Polly's hole. Four down. Let's see, how do I get my thumb in there? Spread your fingers a little bit and slide it in the channel between them. Oh, yeah. Any other tips and tricks? Plenty, but let's see what you can do for now.
Rip and rip.
I wonder what happens if I try... Oops, maybe not. Do it again. Really? Do it again. Sure thing, hon.
Oh, shit. What? Shit.
And they're doing this right in broad daylight.
It must be an empty town.
Yeah, for real. So we were just going to go to the store, me and my wife, and... Ah, my God!
Mommy, what's that?
Cover your eyes!
Calling the police.
For real. I think she really likes that.
Rolls.
Fucking, oh, fuck. I believe the lesson is over. Domo agato. Domo arigato. Fisto rabato. Bitty, baby. Yeah. She's losing her mind. Grim, can you keep an eye out? This might get loud. I like the sound of that. How do you want to do this? Hey, Grim, flip a coin. I don't have one. Not literally. Just tell me heads or tails. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, heads. Awesome. Nora, you're getting fucked.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just warm that up for you. I guess you don't have to do that. I don't know. I kind of want to see Polly getting fucked more than Nora. I'm going to redo it and say tails.
Sure.
Because I want to see Polly getting fucked. Nora, time for you to fuck my butt. Like, that's what they were going to do anyway. Do you need more lube? Nope, just ram it in there and make me beg. Okay, you asked for it. Plus, the poly render is a hell of a lot more hotter than it was in the original games. You sure you're ready for this? Yeah. All the renders look better. You're absolutely certain you want this inside you? Tell me how much you
already
want.
I already had a whole fist. I mean, that's pretty much a step back.
I'll do anything for it. With as long as that thing is,
yeah.
I'll do anything. I'll eat your... Like this? That is how lesbians do it, folks. The first time I've ever seen lesbians, it's not something I've really looked up with lesbian sex. So it's interesting. By the way, keep in mind, aside from the renders here, this is what 90% of women on Pornhub are watching. This act right here of a woman pounding another woman. Says a lot. Holy fuck, yes. God damn. We're really lucky if nobody was close enough to hear that. Was that too much? Do it again. Beg for it. Please. What will you do for it? Anything. Everything. Klondike bar? No. All right, then. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Would you take anal? No. Too much.
I don't like ice cream that much. I like ice cream a lot.
Right. A little bit. Should I stop? No. What about if we fuck a little, nice and slowly now? Just like that. Your turn now. Oh, they have those they have the dildos that actually have the fake semen in them. That's weird how that works. Excellent. Take me any way that you want. That's what I like to hear. I was like, these bitches got dildos now that got semen in them. It's like, what? It literally just... And they're mad about men that want sex robots. Let me just warm that up for you, I guess. You don't have to, you don't have to do that. I enjoy it. Oh, okay. How does this sort of thing feel for you? Sorry. Damn mosquito, guys. I think I got it. Amazing. Honestly, even just watching her suck a fake dick is enough. So it's not just a physical sensation, it's some sort of power fantasy? Something like that. She's on her knees, a subservient to you, making you feel important. Huh. I guess I can get into that. I love the way it fills my mouth. I think it's ready. Just a little bit more. Okay, now I'm ready. Well, I guess I won't be needing this. Leave it on. Why? I think it's hot. You look good with a cock. Well, that's something I've never heard before. How do you want to take me? That looks perfect. Yeah, just like this. Just like this. You like that? Fuck yes. You really like that? I love it. Yeah, these things actually have... Did anyone see us? Who cares? Grim?
No.
Not that I noticed. It'd be hot if they did. I guess so. What's wrong? I'm just a little confused. I don't mind being seen if I'm tied up or whatever.
Hey.
Is it because I'm a woman?
Uh-huh.
What? No. I don't think so. It's just different. I think I know something that would take your mind off things. What's that? What if we peg Grim? What?
Never.
That could be fun. Do I get a say in this?
Uh-huh.
Of course. Unless we overpower you, tie you up, blindfold you, and... Nora, stop. He doesn't know if you're kidding. Sorry, I was thinking about what you two might do to me. Alternatively, what do you have in mind? Could you two both wear strap-ons and spit roast me? Fuck. Well, that's better than what I was gonna suggest. Interesting possibilities.
I'm just not into it.
Put a strap on and spit roast Nora?
I'd do that before getting pegged.
Oh yeah, we're not doing the pegging, don't worry. This is the no pegging channel. Say that is enough for today? Well, you know what?
Well, we've gotten away with this much without the police showed up. What's the...
If I do this, does that make me an honorary lesbian? I don't think there's anyone here qualified to say that.
Hey.
So which do you want? Which what? Do you want to fuck my pussy or my ass? Wait, I just noticed a problem with this. Well, it's not going to feel any different to my dick. What holes do you want us to plow? I definitely want Polly to fuck my mouth. I can do that better without the strap on. Yes, but I want you to understand the pleasure a woman can get that I get from sucking cock. Okay.
Where are these women at?
Where are these ladies? Where do you want me? Surprise me. Shocker it is. Hope she doesn't mind when I shove this little dildo up her back door. What's so funny? Heads or tails? You've got her head, I've got her butt. Ha, gotcha. Is this doing anything for you? I feel like I could be replaced by some fucking machine. We all could, but it's the human connection that makes the simply mechanical into the awesomely sexy. Look down at her. Nora's not just having some piston thrusting into her throat. It's you. She's loving this because you're the one doing it to her. It's a connection you share. Look into her eyes. Isn't she loving this? Can you see the way your cock penetrates her? Can you imagine the way that must feel to her? Not the way that it would feel if someone did that to you, but really emphasize with the sensation she's feeling. You're doing that to her. You have the power to make her feel that way. By the way, can I, because I looked at something and I was able to... Right here. Where is it? I don't... No. Oh, there isn't one in here. But there is usually a way that you can get rid of that black screen. But they just decided to do it like that. I can't do anything about that, guys. You are sharing an intense, pleasurable, powerfully emotional, and sexual moment. I thank you. I never thought of it that way. Oh, damn. Fantastic, don't you think? I was this close to coming with her. Well, I could always help you finish that. No offense, but I would prefer to hold on to this feeling a little longer. That is enough for today. This is the worst part. Putting clothes back on? Yeah.
Hey.
Why don't you help me close up tonight?
Uh-huh.
Sure, anytime you need. Then maybe after closing, we can see those clothes come off again.
I like that.
She said it. I guess I'm not invited. Oh well, good for them. I guess that's fetish locator. Huh, 10 points, not bad. Not bad at all. I'm up to 28 points. Hopefully the girls will get some good data off this. Although, even if they don't, I had a lot of fun. Wow, this has been an eventful day. And it's about to get even more eventful. That's Ambrose behind the curtain there. So, we're going to stop it here. At any rate, guys, we hope you have enjoyed this lesbian-filled adventure on Fetish Locator. And we hope to see you guys back for more Fetish Locator. Now, I have a special announcement if you've gotten this far. Tomorrow, I will be streaming the entire, or as long as people are going to be on, the entire Hentai Expo 2024. I should have announced this on the show. But, I'll probably make a small video. But, anyway, guys, Hentai Expo 2024 will be streamed on joystick.tv. I think I'm the only one streaming it. So definitely check it out. It's going to be a four-hour show. It's from about 9 p.m. to 4:30 in the morning. So it might, yeah, so it might be a little longer than that. Maybe it's a little longer than that even. But anyway, you know, I've got enough time to get everything set up and get ready to go because this is going to be a long stream. But because of that, I got to get to bed a little earlier than normal. Plus, I've got a heavy day tomorrow. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. And we'll bring you the customizable girlfriend probably later on. Because we just don't have time. And again, at any point in May, we could have the City of Broken Dreamers finale. He's been texting about it. And there's not much left to go. So it's about to drop. Okay, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, of course, more Fetish Locator Season 3. Stay tuned.
Later.